Idaho boy's dream of kid-sized garage comes true after he overcomes brain tumor. By Catherine Hamilton on July 29, 2026. A 3-year-old boy in Idaho saw his dream come true of having his own kid-sized garage after he beat a brain tumor. Creason Wood, who lives on a farm with his family, now has a place to keep his power wheels, thanks to Make-A-Wish Idaho, KTVB7 reported. "It's pretty much all he's talked about for the last month," said Cash Wood, Creason's father. "He's been introduced into construction, and he helped every step of the way a little bit. We might have a new contractor here. When we found out Creason was getting a wish, we were so happy that he was getting some joy from this whole experience," added his mom, Oceana Wood. Creason's garage has an electric garage door, a matching doghouse, and all of his power wheels fit inside. All of the community members and businesses that helped make his dream a reality showed up to the ribbon-cutting ceremony and reveal. "It's about time, it's about talent, and it's about treasure," said Janie Best from Make-A-Wish Idaho. "We have donors who write checks to cover the expenses of some of the wishes. We have donors like some of the vendors here today that donate their talents and their time." Best added that the wishes really bring hope and strength and joy to children and their families when they need it most. Derek Daney of DD Repair, who was the project lead on the garage, said helping is the greatest joy he could ever ask for. Oceana described her son as sunshine in human form and an old soul who is 3 going on 30. 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor after his parents and his pediatrician noticed his head was growing at an abnormal rate and his mood shifting. When they took him to the ER, doctors found a tumor the size of a lime on his cerebellum. His mother said, according to the report, Creason went in for surgery days later, and doctors were able to remove 95% of the tumor. Afterward, his parents tracked down a surgeon in Tennessee after they heard through Facebook that he might be able to remove the rest of the tumor. "On Facebook of all places, we heard about this amazing neurosurgeon in Tennessee, and so we reached out to him personally. He looked at Creason's scans and said, 'Oh yeah, I can get the rest of that tumor, no problem,'" Oceana said. "We flew there and that doctor was able to remove Creason's tumor, and since then we have had all clear MRIs." Creason's parents said their little boy is now thriving and living his best life. "It's so much easier to find even the littlest bit of good in every situation," his mother said. "It has changed the way we look at any kind of inconvenience or a bad day."